Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, July 16th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, options if you're looking to cut the cord, and Samsung looks into making a deal. But first, Amazon.com appears to be preparing a subscription ebook service offering unlimited access to 600,000 titles. That's according to details the web retailer briefly posted to its website. It would be called Kindle Unlimited and allow customers to download select ebooks for $9.99 per month. Apple has agreed to pay as much as $400 million to settle a civil class action lawsuit related to the pricing of ebooks, contingent on the consumer electronics giant's appeal of last year's antitrust case. Apple continued to deny that it conspired to fix ebook pricing and said it will keep fighting. A spokesman added the company did nothing wrong. Looking to cut the cord, WSJD personal tech columnist Jeffrey Fowler took a look at some options for cable cutters. First, digital antennas.
Many of your biggest local broadcast stations actually also broadcast in HD, which means that you can actually get a picture for free over the air that might be even better, higher quality, more crisp than what you're getting through your cable provider.
Fowler says Slingbox is relaunching itself with two new products that could be good for cord cutters.
Make it kind of easier and cheaper than ever to basically attach this little box to somebody's cable box and then beam it over the internet to your phone, your tablet, or your TV.
And it may make financial sense to only pay for the programming you want.
If you like wrote down all the shows you actually watch, how much would it cost to either buy them a la carte from services like iTunes or subscribe to services like Netflix or Hulu Plus that make them available?
For Jeffrey's entire column, head to WSJD.com. Samsung is looking to acquire a company called SmartThings in a deal valued at around $200 million. That's according to a report by TechCrunch. SmartThings makes controllers that enable users to program home devices like door locks and coffee makers to turn on and off automatically under certain conditions. Coming up, a big day for Intel.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
Stocks ended higher today. The NASDAQ up 9 at 44.25. Dow Industrials up 77 at a fresh closing high of 17,138. The S&P was up 8. Intel shares were up 9%. The chipmaker offered an upbeat revenue forecast and boosted its share buyback plans. Apple shares were down 0.5%. The tech giant and IBM have reached a deal to create business apps and sell iPhones and iPads to IBM's business customers. IBM shares were up 2%. Yahoo fell 5%. The tech company posted a lower profit, but said it cut a deal to let it sell fewer shares of Alibaba when the Chinese search giant goes public. eBay shares down 0.25%. SanDisk up 2% ahead of both companies' earnings reports. Again, the NASDAQ up 9. You can check out the latest news by visiting WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.